As we momentarily approach Purim, so we'll discuss some of the halacha and hashkafa regarding one particular mitzvah, and that is mishloach manos. There is a question in the poskim whether you can fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manos with divrei Torah. If you send a sefer, if you send divrei Torah, chidushei Torah to another person, does that fulfill the command of Chazal, the Takana, in order to send mishloach manos? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafrei Tzadi Hei in Siv Dalet, a person is responsible to send two portions of meat or type of food. Two portions to one person. The Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch cites the Ma'aril that says that it must be food that is edible when presented to the person. Therefore, you give raw piece of chicken, you're not yotzei mishloach manos. That's to be something a person could eat potentially at that moment in time. There's a big question in the postgame: if a person can give bread to someone who has a celiac, they're not going to eat bread. Would they be yotzei in such a case? Because they're not going to eat the food that you gave them. A person is diabetic. Can you give them a bag full of candy? Is that going to be an appropriate gift? Because the person's not going to eat all this candy that you give to the diabetic. So in such a case, there's a question: does the person have to be able to eat that item in when you give it to the person? Comes the Turei Evin, the Shagas Arya, writes in his Chedushim on Megillah, and he says, Mishloach Manos must be food. Nothing else counts. You can't give clothing and you can't give books or anything else. Mishloach Manos must be something that is edible. And the Mishabura writes the Halacha, you're not Yotze with clothing or inedible objects. However, we still find a little bit of discussion in the Achronim regarding the giving of Divrei Torah or Svarim for Mishloach Manos. Most famously is the author of Lecha Dodi, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, in his magnum opus on the Megillah, the Manos HaLevi, writes in his introduction that his work, the Manos HaLevi, the gifts of Levi, who is himself, was a gift to his father-in-law as a form of Mishloach Manos. And this was his giving of Mishloach Manos. And he writes at length about this was his gift to his father. In addition, the Ramah, in his parish on the Megillah, the Mechir Yayin, also says that it was a gift as well, because he was unable to give food. And Rav Yehuda Asad, the Mari Asad, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, writes in the Chuvos, in Orach Chaim and Siman Reish Vav, in the introduction to the response that he's sending to a Rav, and he says, V'yekabel mimenu pe'er chiddush zeh, you should accept this chiddush I'm sending you, b'mako mishloach manos ishoyehu, in the place of mishloach manos. So we have this reference again and again of giving Divrei Torah as mishloach manos in its place. And the Sefer Sakusa L'Roshi in Chelek Aleph, which is a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Shach, records that when Rav Chaim Kanievsky was learning in the Lamji Yeshiva, he once sent a Mishloach Manos to Rav Shach one year, which was a series of hundreds of questions on every Masechta and Shas from Brachos until Bava Basra. That was his Mishloach Manos that he sent Rav Shach, and it writes that Rav Shach enjoyed this gift very much from then, the young Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So what are you supposed to do with all these sources indicating the giving of Divrei Torah for Mishloach Manos? It would certainly make things a bit cheaper on Purim if we could send Divrei Torah and not send actual food instead. However, the clear argument is that these ideas are Divrei Drush V'Agada. The Manos HaLevi, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, is writing in a derech of drasha. He's writing in a very poetic way. Obviously, he gave food that year, and this was something extra on top of the food he gave. That goes for the Ramah, and the Ma'ari Asad, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. All these people, certainly they gave food. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But there was something extra, there was something special that they included Divrei Torah in their presentation on Purim. The only posek that I know of who takes this opinion seriously is the Divrei Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Veltz. In Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Chav Beis, he was Ungara Shaposek, and he says that the practice, as we'll discuss in a second, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was to say Divrei Torah by Shal Shudas in order to fulfill eating Shal Shudas. So we see that there's some aspect of Torah coming in the place of food. In addition, he says, according to the famous machlokas, or the apparent machlokas, between the Manos HaLevi, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, and the Tshumas HaDeshen, about why we give Mishloach Manos. Do we give Mishloach Manos because we want to supply food for the Suda, according to the Tshumas HaDeshen, or do we give Mishloach Manos because we want to give a sense of brothership and kinship and loving one's neighbor by giving gifts to one another on Purim. So he says, according to the Manas Halevi, according to Shlomo Ankabetz, who says we give Mishloach Manos because we want to engender kind, loving feelings to one another, what better way to make somebody love you than Divrei Torah? Everyone loves a good shtickle Torah. So certainly this fulfills the purpose of Mishloach Manos by sharing Torah, because people become closer and love one another and create shalom va'achva amongst Klal Yisrael. This idea of Torah coming in the place of food, we find a number of places. The pasuk says in Shmos Chav Dalid, "Ve'alatzile b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado v'yachsu es elokim v'yochlu." That Nadav and Avihu and the Zakenim sat by Har Sinai and they stared at a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the pasuk, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't strike them down. Whether that's a positive statement or a negative statement is a machlokas amongst the mefarshim. Why didn't Hashem, or why did He not strike them down? And it says that they ate. What a chutzpah! They're sitting, gazing at the Shechina on Har Sinai. Hashem is revealing Himself to these tzaddikim, and they're sitting there putting food in their mouth. That doesn't seem to fit together. So the Mefarshim have a big discussion about what's going on. Comes the Kli Yakar and explains as follows: For Yoser haya nachal nefaresh, shlo haya sham shum achilu v'shesia. Nadav and Avihu didn't eat a thing by Har Sinai. Rather, ela hayu dugmas Moshe she'amad b'har mem yom b'lo achilu b'lo shesia. Moshe Rabbeinu went on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. What did he eat? How did he survive that whole time? What happened? Via nizon miziv hashchina. They ate from the presence of Hashem. By learning Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kachatzile b'nei Yisrael mitoch shechazu es Elohim alkein hayadome ki'ilu ochlim. It's as if they were eating and partaking. When a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person is nourished by the Shechina Himself, so that literally fills a person's stomach. You don't need food because your closeness to Hashem takes the place of actual food. What's this idea about Rishon Bar Yochai not eating Shal Shudas? So the Shla in two places cites the Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Emor that says that it was once Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos, and they had a problem. We all know the issue. The issue is, what are you going to do by Shal Shudas? You can't have anything after the time for Bir Chametz. You can't have anything with Mizdoros as well. So what are you supposed to be Yotzei with Shal Shudas? So how are you supposed to fulfill anything? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's practice was that he learned Torah. He would learn Torah in the time for Shal Shudas, says the Zohar, and that took the place of Shal Shudas. Seemingly, Divrei Torah can take the place of food. And this is cited by the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Daled by those halachos, and he says that this is an opinion that you could possibly rely on this. But the poskim say you may not rely on this any other time of the year except Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Only then you can rely on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to say Divrei Torah instead of actually eating anything. But for the rest of the year, obviously you have to have food by a regular Shal Shudas. But we see nevertheless such an idea that Divrei Torah can go in the place of food. Comes the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in two places, in Brachos and in Shmos, and he says, by learning Torah, you connect to the Shechina, it can fill a person up. And he says, this is what it means by the parsha we just discussed, by the Zakenim eating by Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat on Har Sinai came from learning Torah with Hashem for all those 40 days and 40 nights. And this is one explanation as brought by the Chassam Sofer as well. Rabbeinu Bachya writes in his Akdama to Parshas Vayakel, Moshe was like a malach on Har Sinai, so the part of Moshe that wasn't like a malach was nourished through the learning of Torah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, kemat all of the poskim agree that you are not Yotzei Mishloach Manos tomorrow with Divrei Torah. If you thought that's how you're going to get out of it, it's not going to work. A Dvar Torah is not going to fulfill the halacha lemaisa of Mishloach Manos. Comes the Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Avadya on Purim, and he writes as follows: V'chein Talmud Chacham Hasholech Lechaveru Shehu Chidushei Torah Uparparos Lechachma. A Talmud Chacham who sends his friend Divrei Torah on Purim, O Sifrei Kodesh, or a Sefer, B'yom Purim. You certainly have fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. And this is cited by both of his sons in the Yalkut Yosef, the Torah Samoadim. All of the poskim agreeing that Divrei Torah are not going to work. Rav Avadya Yosef in that piece in the footnotes notes an author in a very old Torah journal called the Kovetz HaMa'aseif in Yud Tes. And he argues, this author from 100 years ago, that you can use Divrei Torah for Mishloach Manos. And Rav Adi Yosef writes that this is all drush, ve'agada. It's a nice hashkafic idea, a nice philosophical idea. But obviously nobody thinks you can use Divrei Torah when it comes to Mishloach Manos. And he says, even according to the Trumas HaDeshen, who says that Mishloach Manos are for the Suda, he says it has to be something really that you're going to bite into, and it has to be something substantial, not just ideas. In Yechavadas, in Chelik Vav, in Simon Memhe, he writes that this is the halacha according to everyone, and even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was only using that in that very specific case of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, and therefore that's how it would come out according to Rav Adi Yosef. And all the poskim, the Maria Sad, and the Manos HaLevi, and the Ramah, who wrote all their flowery introductions that their Divrei Torah is the place of Mishloach Manos. We're all being poetic. Sometimes we speak in poetic ways, we talk in exaggeration, in guzma, and that's what they meant. Not that Rosh Hashanah Alkabetz didn't actually send food that year for Mishloach Manos. I heard a beautiful story, or a funny story, from Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss says that when he was a young man, when he was a young father, he had two Mishloach Manos that he sent that year. Obviously, they both included food, but he put other things into the Mishloach Manos, the two packages he made, specific to the recipients. One was to a young couple who had two small children, and in the Mishloach Manos, he made sure to put two groggers for the young children. And the other was a sefer, one of his early editions of the Minchas Asher on Chumash or the Gemara, something like that, and he put out with another Mishloach Manos that he was going to send to a Rosh Kollel, to a Rosh Yeshiva. And he sent his son out with the packages, and his son delivered them, and he came to Mincha that afternoon on Purim, before the Suda, and the Rosh Kollel, the Rosh Yeshiva, was there, and he came over to Rav Asher Weiss, and he thanked him very much for the two groggers, that they were so enjoyable. Obviously, the two groggers were meant one for him, one for his wife, and it was so nice of him to give him these beautiful presents on Purim. And Rav Asher Weiss realized that his son must have mixed up the Mishloach Manos, and this family with the kids got the sefer, and the Rosh Yeshiva got the groggers. Regardless, there is still a focus of Limud HaTorah on Purim. Just because we're saying you can't be Yotzei Talmud Torah for Mishloach Manos doesn't mean that we don't learn at all on Purim. The Mata Moshe, the Talmud of the Maharshal, writes in his Divrei Torah, he bemoans that people of his generation, this is 600 years ago, are not learning Torah during the 2 days of Purim, meaning through Erev Purim and the day of Purim. People get so caught up in all of the mitzvahs and running around that nobody's learning any Torah. Listen to what he writes. People think that kol hamarba liyos meshuga hareze meshubach. People think the crazier you are, the better it is on Purim. He says, no, where's the Torah? What happened to Limud HaTorah? What happened to learning? What happened to the Svarim on Purim? The Gemara tells us, Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning Hilchos Pesach. Says the Matzah Moshe, I think Purim is 30 days before the holiday, no? We should be learning at least Hilchos Pesach on Purim. But it shouldn't be a free-for-all. Everyone should have some access to Limud HaTorah and learning. Comes the Ramah LaHalacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Sadi Hei. Tov lasok ma'at b'Torah kodem shi'askel suda. You have to learn a little bit of Torah before you start the suda tomorrow. V'smach l'davar, he says, I'll bring you a raya from the Megillah. La Yehudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'darshinan orezu Torah. The Jews on Purim are supposed to have ora. Ora is Torah. Where's the Torah if we're running around and not taking time to learn throughout the day on Purim? Writes the Ben Yoyada in his Perish on Megillah on the famous story of Rav Zeira and Rav Chia killing one another when it came to the Suda on Purim. Right, he got up and he shechted him because they were drinking, and then he died and he had to dive into Hashem to bring him back to life. And next year he invited him to the Suda again, and his friend said, "I don't think miracles are going to happen twice." So there's a lot obviously to say about this, and the Darshanim and the Mefarshim and the Gemara have all different types of fascinating explanations to going on. Comes the Ben Yehuda and he says, "What does he mean? He shechted him on Purim." It's a very strange thing. He says the pshat is that he told him a gevaldige dvar Torah. He revealed to him secrets of the Torah. He revealed him so much Torah that it was as if his neshama couldn't stay in his body. He was so overcome by the beautiful divrei Torah he heard at the Suda that it was as if his neshama wasn't part of his body anymore, and it left him because he learned so much Torah at the Suda. Writes the Alfut Yosef again, returning to the children of Ad Yosef, Gam Bepurim Tzarech Lahasmid Be'isek HaTorah. And Purim is not a day off from learning. V'nachol Lilmo Torah Sha Echas Kodem HaSuda. You should learn Torah for an hour before the Suda, O Besoch HaSuda, or in the Suda. U'matov Lilmo HaHilchos HaRishono Shal Pesach. Start learning Hilchos Pesach at the Suda as well. Lismoch Geula LeGeula. To connect the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach. One year, the future father of the Avnei Nezer, the Sakuchav Rav, was eating by his Rebbe, the Kutzker. And by the Sudas Purim, they were singing, and they were dancing, and it was Lebedik, and there was wonderful things going on. And at a certain point in the meal, the father of the Avnei Nezer left the Suda to go learn and spend time learning with the Sefer while everybody else was preoccupied with the Purim celebrations. The Kutzker said that because this man is sustaining the world right now because nobody else is learning, and he is learning Torah, he will be zochet to a child that will light up the world, and he was zochet to have a son who became the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara in Megillah Tazayin and Aleph describes what occurred in the days of Haman and Mordechai. As Haman found out the terrible news that his plan to kill Mordechai wasn't going according to plan, and he had to go now parade Mordechai around the city of Shushan, so he goes to catch Mordechai. And Mordechai, says the Gemara, is sitting there learning with his Talmidim, learning with the Chachamim, and they're learning the laws of Kemitza, the taking of the flower offerings for the Mizbeach. And Mordechai gets up for a minute, goes away, and Haman then asks the people there, what are you guys doing over here? So he says, we're learning the Torah about the Kemitza. We're learning about the Kemitza of the Beis HaMikdash. Haman turns to them and says, you're learning about these halachos, you're learning of the kemitza and the flower of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah you're learning, pushed away all of the money I spent to buy the rights to kill the Jewish people. Comes Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, and he says as follows, we know that the Jewish people did tshuva and tefillah and staka, and they fasted for 3 days, and Purim went before, and Esther went before the king, and they did all this tshuva, and it was all good. He says, but the Gemara is emes. If the Gemara says this is the case, then it must be so. And therefore, says Rav Steinman, the greatest zechus in helping the Jewish people against Haman was the Limud HaTorah. Because Haman said so, and Mordechai said so, and the Gemara says so. And there's nothing better to do for the Jewish people than opening a Daf Gemara, and opening a Sefer, going to a Shir, and taking advantage of every moment before the Purim Suda. And even during the Purim Suda, to learn Torah, to teach Torah. Let's not forget what the avoda of the yom is tomorrow. There are certainly mitzvos, and there are mitzvos to be done, but part of the avoda of the day is Talmud Torah, real learning, hearing Torah, sharing Torah, whenever you can throughout the day. So, even if the halacha comes out that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah mishloach manos with divrei Torah, that does not mean we are putter from divrei Torah. We are responsible to keep on learning tomorrow, to find time in the morning, the afternoon, at some point to open a sefer, to listen to a shir, and to have some involvement in one of these hidden mitzvahs hayom of Purim. We'll begin Marav shortly.